This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show again, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And this is the second and final hour of the show today. Live talk here is what we do. We specialize in having conversations with our listeners about whatever topics they would like to talk about. In the first hour, we talked about a couple of different things, including the U.S. Forest Service on the eve of what is this called? National Roasted Marshmallow Day, which is today. And I'm sorry I didn't bring the campfire in and have any marshmallows to roast today, but I do eat marshmallows on a regular basis. And I'll tell you why I eat marshmallows on a regular basis. Because they're there. No, because I'll tell you why. They're inexpensive. They're a good place to hide your dog's medicine, and the dog enjoys them. And my veterinarian recommended that I give my dog marshmallows instead of treats because Maisie, my dog, M-A-I-Z-E-Y, like, you know, corn, her nickname's Corn Dog, is allergic to grains. So she has, she gets ear problems and things like that because of her allergies. So we treat her with marshmallows when we give her medicine, and she enjoys marshmallows, and there's a big tub of marshmallows in the kitchen, and every now and then Maisie gets one and I get one. I don't roast them, though. Huh? Eat them raw. I mean, there's nothing like a cooked marshmallow, trust me, but we eat them raw. So if you're just joining us, we walked through the whole thing from the U.S. Forest Service, not only teaching us how to roast, how to toast marshmallows. Didn't tell us how to keep from burning them, but it talked about fire safety and Smokey Bear. And then went right from, now you need to cut down on the calories on those marshmallows, so substitute fruit, you know, for the chocolate, and use pineapples and bananas and or marshmallow cream, and so you dip a piece of fruit in the marshmallow cream, and then put that on the put your fruit. If I got this right, you put your chunk of pineapple on the stick, then you dip it in the marshmallow cream, and then you roast that. Yeah, the marshmallow fluff, that type of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I wasn't. And then when they said slice a banana lengthwise and leave the skin on, slice it in half the long way and leave the skin on, and then take chocolate chips and peanut butter chips and tight little baby marshmallows and put on top of the banana and wrap it in aluminum foil and cook it near the fire and eat it with a spoon. It wasn't quite camping for me, you know. It just wasn't. I'd rather eat processed meat on a stick. I mean, you know, give me a hot dog and a stick and, you know. By the way, I was working on a story for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and I was doing some research yesterday, last evening, just, you know, trying to find something to do. And I was doing some research. You know, we're going to be talking about deer hunting here soon, and deer season comes in on Friday. So when you go to your local meat processor, you know, everybody likes to get deer bologna and sausage and snack sticks and all that stuff that you get, you know, made out of venison. You know, you get the burger and the roast and the loin and tenderloin and all that stuff. But a lot of people like that bologna. Well, the premise of the article is that your bologna and sausage and your snack sticks are going to cost you more this year. And they are. And there's a couple of reasons for that. And I want to let you know ahead of time, just doing the research, and normally I'd wait to reveal this in the magazine, you know, for, you know, November. But look, a lot of deer are going to go down between now and November. So here's what I wanted to tell you. Spice prices have been, over the last 3 years, steadily increasing, including black pepper. That's probably the price that's going up the highest. Salt prices, you know, sugar prices, but black pepper, which is a main ingredient for a lot of the sausages and a lot of the bolognese and things like that. So that's more expensive. Cheese is more expensive. Dairy prices, I think butter hit an all-time high the other day. Dairy prices are through the roof. Okay, highest we've had in many, many years. Maybe all-time high. So there's your cheese. If you like your cheddar bologna or your mozzarella or your, you know, jalapeno or your jack cheese in your bologna, and, you know, you can get deer bologna with cheese in it, that's more expensive. Now, when they make bologna, they either add beef fat, pork fat, pork or beef to the mix. Pork prices are at an all-time high. Beef prices are at an all-time high. The drought over the last couple of years, the beef herd in the country is at an all-time low, and there was a disease, a rampant disease that went nationwide that has killed hundreds of thousands of piglets. So pigs are in short supply. So pork prices, beef prices, cheese prices, and spice prices are all higher at almost record high levels. And that combination of those things that are go into your venison bologna and venison sausage is going to drive those prices higher. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. I don't want you yelling at your meat processor because you think he's ripping you off. He's not. He's just paying more and passing the price increases along to you. There you go. All right. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Alan, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right, brother. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Listen, I was listening to your description of the government telling us how to toast marshmallows.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, there's really nothing wrong with that. You know why?
No, why?
Because they're telling us what kind of light bulbs we can use. They're telling us what kind of cars we have to drive.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're not letting children have bake sales anymore because that's bad for their health.
Yeah.
They're closing down coal mines, which is going to jack up energy prices. I mean, they're such brilliant people. I don't know why we don't listen to them.
Well, they are brilliant. I mean, the president illustrated that the other day when he said, I don't have a plan.
Yeah, yet. I know.
And we give our tip of the hat to our emailer, John. He said, you know, they can tell us how not to roast a marshmallow and how to cook bananas in an oven or over an open fire, but the president has the gall to come out on national TV and says he has no plan about how to address the ISIS group.
Of course not.
Hey, kids, let me tell you how to stay fit while roasting marshmallows.
Right.
Yeah, well, exactly.
One more thing, Alan.
Yes, sir.
I'm starting to see deer on my front lawn. I've lived here 35 years, and all of a sudden I'm starting to see deer on my front lawn in the morning.
Yep.
My question to Baltimore County is, when are you going to stop building in Baltimore County?
You live in Randallstown?
Yes, I do.
Drive up Liberty Road. Do you see you see all the woodlands that have been turned into, there's big piles of brush that's left over from all the woods that they've cut down right up there near Marriottsville, that area up there, going up that way.
Of course.
They've torn down all those woods. They've keep crowding the deer into smaller and smaller places. The deer keep searching for more, you know, for better places to live.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know,
that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, it seems like they're if there's a piece of land, no matter how small it is, with trees growing,
yeah,
they just have to destroy that and put something in its place. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, when I lived in Owings Mills, when I first moved down here, I rented an apartment in Owings Mills. And along Church Lane, which is a mess now, but when, there was a nice little road. You'd turn off of Dole Field onto Church Lane, and you drive out towards Reisterstown there on Church Lane, and there was a big piece of property there. It had giant cedar trees along the edge of the property. It was beautiful.
Yep.
You know? Okay.
Yep.
So what they do, they cut down the cedar trees, they put a development in there, and then called it Cedar Ridge or something like that.
Right. I know.
You know, I mean, it's. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's a burgeoning. You know, everybody talks about a burgeoning deer population. Well, I don't know that the deer population's going up that much. I mean, ever since I've been here, it's between 200,000 and 300,000 deer.
Right.
And we take more of them. We take about a third of that every year at least.
Right.
You know, so we as hunters, are the best population control there is. However,
right,
access is the problem.
Right.
And as we continue these developments, we continue to crowd these deer into tighter and tighter areas. They have less and less places to hide. So they lay up in the daytime in whatever little patch of woods they have, and then at night they come out and do what deer do.
That's
they
right.
eat, and
yep.
they happen to eat your ornamental plants, or you see them in your yard, or they get hit on the road, you know, next to your house. Well, then that's the deer's fault, or that's DNR's fault, or what, you know, blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. But who just paid $350,000, $450,000 for a new house in a development?
That's right.
Who wanted that?
That's right, Alan. Well, I have no objection to the deer being around. I mean, I enjoy watching them.
Sure.
I'm not a hunter, but I certainly enjoy nature. And it just makes me sick to think about all the natural resources, the woods and the beautiful landscapes we used to have being torn down to put up these so-called condos, which are really nothing more than row houses. And it's just disgusting. You know, why don't they just stop building in Baltimore County?
Well, because the population keeps increasing in Baltimore County.
Yep, I guess you're right.
And the flight from the city is pushing people into the counties, into the surrounding counties, and that's
right.
What it is. I mean, you know, the crime and everything in the city is pushing people out into the counties, and they need places to live.
That's it, I guess.
I know, exactly.
I guess.
Yep.
Okay, well, nice talking to
All
you.
All right,
Al.
Buddy, appreciate the call, Mike.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. There goes Mike. Clyde Sports Shop today is having a day. Today is Kotobo Day, or whatever you want to call it. Chuck Matasek from Kotobo is going to be on hand. He's going to be teaching folks how to use the Kotobo, which is a great crossbow. It's just like any other crossbow, but it's pretty powerful and it's easy to shoot. And Clyde's is one of the exclusive dealers here in Maryland for Kotobo crossbows. So the Kotobo folks are going to be on hand just in time for archery season today. And there'll be a few of us down there. Wild Minerals will be down there talking about their products, and some others be in little outside booths there at Clyde's Sports Shop. But you can come down and check it out. I'll be down there after a while, and we'll be handing out Maryland Hunting Quarterlies and Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, and we'll be talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I've got a handout brochure. If you'd like to take that home and read about it a little bit, go online and join. We'd love to have you as a member, no charge, to join. And we're just having a good old celebration down there at Clyde's Sports Shop. I'll be there for a while, and you can come on down and say hi. Clyde's is at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Put it in your GPS just off Beltway Exit 9. Not hard to find. Give them a call. The phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 if you're looking for any kind of firearm. Any kind of gun repair. I've got my 870 deer management shotgun in there right now, getting a good cleaning and a new scope put on it. They've got a full line of Browning firearms, great selection of knives and archery accessories. Just check it out if you're a hunter. Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. And if you're a fisherman, Great Fall Fishing left, 247-3474 is the fishing hotline, 247-FISH. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, get ready for bow season at Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got bows and crossbows. Crossbows by Mission and Barnett, Carbon Express, and Parker. Even Excalibur, the recurve crossbow, too. And Parker compound bows and the great line of Matthews bows, including the new Creed XS. Creed XS from Matthews. All the arrows, all the accessories. They'll install the accessories, your rest, your sight, you know, your peep, your string loop, whatever. And for those of you who aren't into archery, you probably don't understand any of that, but our bow hunters out there do. They've got all the accessories. They'll install them. They'll custom cut your arrows and get you ready for bow season. Don't forget dove season, too. They've got plenty of dove decoys and everything you need for doves, mojos, and the whole deal if you're getting ready to go for doves on Monday. You know, it's a 90-day season this year, so you don't have to kill them all the first day. No. As a matter of fact, the doves get faster and nicer and plumper and fatter as the season goes on. So, you know, you can shoot them in October, November, and still have a great shoot. Everything for fishing, all the apparel and boots that you need at Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island, right after you cross the Bay Bridge. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll see the big green and tan sign as you approach. You'll see boats and that type of thing in the parking lot on the right-hand side. Just go around the block. That's all you got to do. Get off on Dominion Road, exit 39B, and you'll be right there in the parking lot for Chesapeake Outdoors. Phone number there, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Go. No music? Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good morning, Al. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Looking through our 2014 fishing guide.
Yes, sir.
Back in the crabbing section. I don't know if anybody's pointed it out, and it is a little bit late in the season, but it's my understanding that recreational crabbers can't catch female crabs.
Correct.
Okay. Under the minimum size regulations for mature female crabs, it says no minimum size.
Right.
So somebody may want to make a little clarification, edification on that.
Drop me an email on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, drop me an email on that.
I will.
Note the page, please.
Okay, I will, because that can cause some serious...
I don't have the book in front of me, but yeah, what page are you on, by the way?
Page 36.
Okay.
That could cause some serious legal wrangling.
That's possible.
If the subject ever came
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I don't know if it was the weather patterns we've had this year, you know, starting with winter or whatever, but it's been a little tough out there fishing this year.
Really?
Yeah, the perch aren't are where they're supposed to be, and sometimes you catch them, and sometimes you don't, and the stripers are a little late, and bass are hit and miss. So
everything's late, though. I mean, everything's late. I look for a giant dynamic fall for fishing this year, quite frankly.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's been a little tough out there.
The new fishing challenge coming up. There's going to be some changes to the program. And I think we'll announce those next week if they have them in place. And I'm not sure that they do. But we're going to talk about some of those changes to the upcoming challenge. But, you know, what gets me is we've got a lot of striped bass on that program, the over 40 inches, over 700 of them. I mean, that is by far the number one category in the fishing challenge. And it's followed by white perch. And I think largemouth is up there in the top five somewhere. But
well, that's pretty good, because largemouth in the upper bay has been good, but not as good as it has been. But I have found them okay over the Middle River.
Yeah. Well, you know, what was I going to say? Oh, Cecil County has landed a Bassmasters Elite contest for next summer.
Yes, I know. That's fantastic. In the works, back in May, I was talking to Sandy Taylor, and she was real excited.
Sandy Turner.
There was one aspect that she needed to take care of, and I guess she did. And
yep, it's all done. Yep. Yeah, Sandy was at the meeting the other day, and you know, we talked to her, and you know, so we're pretty excited about hopefully the Outdoors and Radio Show, Ellis Outdoors, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Hopefully, we're going to be able to start knocking on that tourism door. And Sandy kind of kicked it off with the ad in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine for Cecil County, and we tried to do a nice job with Cecil County on Maryland Loves Crabs. Anybody can see that online too, mdlovescrabs.com, or you know, hit our Facebook page if you have some comments or something like that, or like us on Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, so. I'm excited for these guys to come, because we haven't had anything. We've had a couple of second-tier tournaments on the Upper Bay, but we haven't had any big time.
So. I mean, everybody concentrates on the Potomac, and you've got that whole Susquehanna complex. You got the Susquehanna, you got the Bohemia, you got, you know, all those areas where there are bass, and you know, I fished them, and we just have a tremendous bass fishery up there.
We do.
No question.
It's down a little bit this year, and I'm hoping it's because of, like I said, the long winter, and we didn't get a chance to get these grasses up
well,
the way they should have.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, that's absolutely part of it. You know, I mean, but the fish are under such tremendous pressure on the upper bay and the flat.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
How many tournaments are there every weekend, Tim? They start Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there's five or six different tournaments just about every weekend up there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So, I mean, the bass are under tremendous, tremendous pressure.
And they get wise to stuff, too. They're not as dumbly we are.
Well, I tell this story. I love telling this story. I was watching one of the old bass fishing shows. This has been 15 years ago, maybe longer now. And the guy was, they were in Texas. It was Texas fishing or something like that. And somebody had a video camera rolling. And this guy's got his foot in a trolling motor, and he's going along the edge of, you know, doing the old trolling motor, you know, cast and blast type of thing. He's never stops the boat, just fishing, hitting these little pockets, you know. And the guy turned around and looks at the camera, and he goes, "These bass are smart." And I went, "They have a brain the size of a peanut." "How big's your brain?" "These bass are smart." Well, maybe they just weren't feeding that day. So I don't know how smart you think a fish is, but I think they do get conditioned to ignore certain things in the water that, you know, that they've been maybe hooked on a time or two or something like that. But I don't think that they're that, quote, smart. Do you?
No, well, to me, if you're getting barraged with, let's say, you know, this time of year, the big deal is frogs, and
yeah.
Now you've got a big contingent over an acre of grass. You've got six guys flinging scum frogs. Yeah, maybe, you know, I've seen that before, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I don't know how smart they are, but I think they may be able to tell the difference between a live frog doing what a live frog does and somebody just, you know, ripping and stripping a frog across the surface.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Anything else, buddy?
No, man, thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to point out that piece in the fishing guide.
We'll take a look at it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Tim. See ya.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And let's see here what we've got going on. I saw something here. That's what I wanted to look at. Okay. Yes, indeed. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. If you would like to give us a call and comment, we'd like to hear from you. Let's see. Ah, yes, here we are. Here we are. On August 26, an officer was dispatched to Warwick River, Dorchester County, for an unoccupied vessel running in circles. Upon arrival, the officer found that the operator and sole occupant of the vessel had swam ashore along Greenpoint Road in Secretary. The operator, Mark Jason Jastrom, 29 years old, of Hurlock, had been driving his vessel back to his home port when he was thrown from the vessel for unknown reasons. Let me read the rest of this, and I will fill you in on what the reason is. Further investigation revealed that Jastrom had been consuming alcoholic beverages prior to operating the vessel. Jastrom failed field sobriety testing and refused a breath test for alcohol concentration. He was subsequently charged with operating a vessel while under the influence of alcohol, operating a vessel while impaired by alcohol, and negligent operation of a vessel. The trial date is set for November 19th in Dorchester County. All right. Well, here's what Mr. Jastrom did. After consuming all those alcoholic beverages, they went straight through to his bladder. Mr. Jason stood up in the back of the boat while it was under power, decided that he would relieve himself, lost his balance, and went overboard. It happens all the time. I'm filling in the blanks for you, folks. I'm just guessing. I don't know that for a fact, but that would be my best guess. Why would you go overboard for unknown reasons while you're operating a vessel? How many beers did the guy have? Where did they go? You only rent beer and coffee. I know that too. You know, it's got to go somewhere, right? So it goes to your bladder. You got to make room for more. So you stand up in the boat and lose control, flip overboard, and now the boat's going in circles. He's lucky he wasn't killed by the prop. In Queen Anne's County on August 16th, an officer charged Scott A. Latshaw, 45, from Baltimore with setting crab pots in a restricted area. The charges stem from an investigation where 18 crab pots were found in the Chester River, approximately 9 miles inside the illegal crab pot area. He's scheduled to appear in Queen Anne's County District Court. Talbot County on August 4th, an officer charged Dane Schultz and Patricia Shahan. Dane is 48, Patricia's 47, both from Trap, with harvesting and selling hard crabs without possessing a commercial license. 2 bushels of crabs were seized, returned to the waters of the state. Trial date of October 14th has been set in Talbot County. So we have a little thing that we do to dedicate to these folks that get stopped by the NRP and, you know, they're always innocent until proven guilty. So here's our little dedication.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm.
beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills.
So you drink a bunch of beer.
Someday the mountain.
You operate your vehicle by yourself. You step up on the side to take a leak. Vessel's still under power. Bad things can happen when that happens. He swam ashore. Boat's going in circles. NRP shows up. Look for the wet guy on the shore. All right, enough of that. Let's talk to Gary and Severn, and then we'll take our... What? Oh, don't make me yell at you. Gary and Severn, good morning, Gary. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Hey, got a question on the Doe Harvest Challenge.
Yes.
I'm just curious, where do they get... I mean, that's a lot of money. If you add up all of the cost of doing all of those... butchering of all those deer, and some of the prizes, that adds up to a lot of money. I wonder, how do they fund that? I mean, I hear it's sponsored by the soybean board and
grain producers. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And there's also a grant. That comes from the state every year, and it's pretty public knowledge. It's almost $250,000 that goes to process those deer.
I see. So that I think is probably the lion's share of the money.
That's where the processing money goes. Yeah. Some of the money that they use to promote the program comes from the grain producers and the soybean board and the farm bureau. So, yes, but the other money is dedicated to processing only. No administration costs either come out of that. Mm-hmm. So it all goes to processing, and we're very excited that we helped that. We've been helping promote that in Maryland Hunting Quarterly and here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show from 1 year to the next. From 2012 to 2013, the number of deer that were donated went up 25%.
Wow.
And I think we played some small part in that.
Yeah, it's great, you've got some good stuff going on. Last year you were trying to send jerky over to the soldiers.
Yep.
How did that work out?
Well, it worked out okay. We got some funding from some fine folks that donated some money. And we actually were able to send like 9 or 10 packages of jerky over. What we lacked was jerky. We had plenty of money, but we lacked jerky. So the hunters didn't really participate that much, although each of the processors, for the most part, had a sign in their shop, and we had the ad in the magazine, and we promoted it here on the radio show. So it was just a matter of, I guess, the guys felt that the jerky was too expensive to give up. So I don't know. My partner and his wife are making decisions on whether they want to continue with the program, given the circumstances that we have right now in the military.
Yeah, right. Right.
I mean, it was a great program. It was a great concept, a great idea. And, we want to thank folks like M&G Processing, who helped us out a lot. And, some of the hunters helped out, too. But it just didn't get a lot of traction as far as getting to the hunters or the hunters just, they just didn't want to step up. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right,
very
man.
Good.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Right. Bye-bye.
It's time. Well, we're almost out of time. Two more days for Diamond Jim. You better get out there today, tomorrow, Monday, if you want to catch Diamond Jim. $25,000 rockfish swimming in Chesapeake Bay. It's done on Labor Day. That's right. He's out there waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. Even they're worth $500. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, you call that number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 rockfish. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation size fish or crab and certify your catch this weekend, you're in that easy. You'll get an invitation to go to Sandy Point next Sunday for the grand finale, where you may be able to win a grand prize boat, motor, and trailer from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local Fishing Citation Center, check the fishing rule book, visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Citation Fish Program. Again, dnr.maryland.gov. It's all over Monday.
Dry weather today, but storm chances increasing as we look ahead toward tomorrow and Monday. Sunshine today, 83. A few clouds for tonight, 72. Scattered showers and thunderstorms return for tomorrow afternoon, 91. More of the same Labor Day, high near 90. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. Not a bad August on Wall Street, with all the major indexes chalking up some impressive gains. The blue chip's up 3% on the month, and the S&P 500, which closed today at another all-time high, was up 5% in August. As for the numbers, Dow Jones Industrial's up 18 points, closing at 17,098. NASDAQ gained 22. S&P 500 up 6. Those of us inclined to spend are not spending as we have in the past, and that showed up in the latest gauge on personal spending. Market analyst John Canale.
We had drop in good spending, so things like cars and refrigerators and TV sets, that fell. On the service side, there was just a small gain there. Big gain in food consumption. But aside from that, it was a pretty soft report.
Not a good time to be in the toy business, that's for sure. Toys R Us today posting a wider than expected loss over the spring as discounts took a toll on its bottom line. And more kids forego traditional toys for all the electronic options that are out there. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call CarTection today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, CarTection offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24-hour roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call CarTection right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 1-800-782-3199. That's 1-800-782-3199. 800-782-3199.
Congratulations, Buck Bomb, on your 10th anniversary. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity scent. And Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. The detonator is a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent. Hang it on a nearby limb and bring the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
hurtling towards the end of the show. Let's talk to Andy in Catonsville.
Good morning, Andy.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, you know, I was over to Clyde's, and I saw the advertisement there that they were going to be having our resident expert on fishing and hunting. So I guess that's you.
Well, I hope not.
Hey, when you're over there, ask Rich to show you a picture of the crab he caught. It's about 8 inches, and it had a white tag on it, and it was either from National Geographic or the Smithsonian. It was worth $50.
Smithsonian.
How do you think that the tag stayed on since they shed their shell and everything?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I just was curious.
You know? I don't know.
But
was it a female?
I don't know. I'm not sure. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. He showed me a picture of it. It was like eight and a quarter inches.
That's a big crab. Yeah.
I don't think it. You know, I never.
Yeah. I don't know how long term or short term those tags last. But if you go on the Smithsonian website, and we list that in Maryland Loves Crabs as a great resource for crabs. You know, I think it's under an article called Crab Resources Online or something. I forget what we called it. But, we list the Smithsonian. They have a great program. They study migration, and that tagging program is part of that. So,
yeah, that's what I was figuring, you know.
Yeah, man.
And crabbing seems to be picking up in all of
it. It is.
A lot of people were not crabbing, so I guess I'll start.
I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah, I had a leak in my little boat, and it would only leak when you were sitting in it. So we filled it with water and put 2 5-gallon buckets on the center seat.
Yeah.
We had coated the bottom and worked on it. Got under there, and there was a tiny little hole that you couldn't see.
Yep.
And it took a 50, 200, you know, to seal it and all.
Yeah.
But on the fishing challenge and all, maybe they're going to rework it a little bit for our sizes on fish.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Yep. Because there's like a 17-inch croaker, Alan. I haven't seen a 17-inch croaker in 4 or 5 years.
Sure. Yeah, you know? We'll see what happens. I mean, you know, I know they're working on it right now, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All righty, have a good one.
You going to be down there today?
I was going to try.
I'll be down there. Say hi.
Okay, you sign my magazine?
I'll sign anything you want me to sign, Brian.
Okay.
See ya.
Yeah, I got a lot of older people that really enjoy that.
That's good.
They can't, you know, all they can do anymore is read that. They're in their 90s.
Exactly.
And
well, I'm glad they enjoy it.
I got a half a dozen of them, and to hear them guys reminisce about.
Oh, you know, yeah.
They started using hand lines. They didn't have a rod and reel.
Nope, that's right. All right, buddy.
Take care.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Hey, folks, I'm going to mention one more time about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Seriously, the last 2 weeks have been horrific for hunters, especially in Western Maryland. The Maryland Horse Council has challenged the new laws that have been signed by the governor, passed by the General Assembly. They've challenged procedure. They've torn our director a new one. And those of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. And they are relentless in their pursuit of their goal, which is to eliminate Sunday hunting. Okay, so they can ride unencumbered by those nasty Neanderthal hunters out in the woods shooting their guns. So, Maryland Hunting Coalition, MD for Maryland, huntingcoalition.org. I want to thank Harold for joining during the show from Catonsville. But please, hit that this week. Join. It doesn't cost you anything. Now, will we pass the hat eventually? Yes, we will pass the hat. We'll have fundraisers and raffles and things like that to raise money so that we can send an advocate to Annapolis. And that is not an inexpensive deal. So, I'm telling you, we need it. Your hunting privileges and your heritage is under threat. We have no representation in Annapolis. We're working to put somebody there for us. We need to do that. And behind the scenes, we're working on these issues. Trust me. We are working on these issues and trying to mitigate the situation with the Horse Council against Sunday hunting. It's not looking good at the moment, but I hope to be able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. So let's see what happens. There are other issues out there that are every bit as important as Sunday hunting, and we're on that too. So mdhuntingcoalition.org, sign up for free, go to the join page, read about it, and then there's more stuff coming for the website. Trust me, we got to put our board of directors and their profiles on there. We're going to put some of the corporate stuff on there, so keep checking back with that, and I'll let you know here on the show when we add to it. So thanks for that. Let's talk to Vincent in driving to Easton. Good morning, Vincent. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm from the Frederick area.
Yes, sir.
Question has to do with the hunting of the either migratory or resident geese.
What are you asking? What's the question?
So it's in. First, I'll give you the observation. I went to get my hunting license this
yes.
week, and at the local Walmart, and they asked me a question about my what I bagged last year.
Not right.
I can't remember that, but my question to you is why would they be asking that? You know, almost not a year later, but you know, however many months later, and expect me to understand? I mean, remember all these limits?
It's basically your best guess. And the question is, for management purposes, of course, where else are they going to get information from hunters on their harvest report, on their harvest sure. results, right. without asking them the question? It's doves, it's woodcock, it's geese, it's ducks, and it's ducks, it's a number of migratory birds. And they ask that so that they can have a little bit of a handle on hunter participation in those events and the success rates. That's why those questions are asked.
All right. I know you're not
picking on anybody, but you just wonder why, and a lot of people wonder why. You know, we have a migratory bird permit here in Maryland, and we have a federal duck stamp. And to buy those two things, I think combined, if you hunt migratory game is $24. So they want to know, you know, how many geese you killed, how many did you hunt woodcock, did you hunt whatever. You know, and how many did you bag? So
that's fine. And it's interesting. If that's the survey, I encourage it. The if there's other ways that they can survey during the year, does the DNR or
there are other ways that they survey. I mean, there's voluntary surveys that you can go online and fill out.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it's any information that you can give our Wildlife and Heritage Service or our Fishery Service online, they're welcome to have, because they can't put somebody in the tree stand with you. They can't put somebody in the duck blind or goose blind with you. They've got to depend on your information.
Do they do visual counts? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Do they visually count like how many are on? Like they take a farm, they estimate the acreage, they get a ROM, a rough order of magnitude, then they kind of like do a bottle and say, look, well, we think if you have.
They do all kinds of surveys on waterfowl.
Okay.
They go to the nesting areas in the Ungava Peninsula every spring. They count the nesting pairs. They count the juvenile hatch. They do midwinter flyover surveys on the Chesapeake Bay for the duck populations, for every duck species that they can find, sea ducks, diver ducks, puddle ducks. They do all that. They do banding surveys on the resident geese. We were in a goose blind 2 years ago, and the last day of goose season, our limit was 24. We killed 21. Four of them had bands on them. So,
real quick, and I'll end it like this. In a nutshell, I'd love to have someone like yourself come to some type of seminar, education seminar. Just the fact that you were able to convey that message would be wonderful, to convey it to the community where they're invited to step in. And
send me an email, Vincent, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
All right, take care.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, bye-bye. All right, we need to talk about, who do we need to talk about? Clyde Sports Shop? Go there. Diamond Jim? Okay, last day. Not Diamond Jim. My producer has no clue because he's panicked right now. Who am I talking about? Now you've just wasted 30 seconds rather than tell. Huh? Clyde's in Chesapeake. Chesapeake Outdoors. 39B Dominion Road. Everything you need for fishing and hunting. And a great staff. 410-604-2500. Clyde Sports Shop. Show up today for a special day. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9. 242-6108. ClydeSports.com. I'll be there. See you there. Your turn. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners. with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
20 seconds. See, I told you. If you just manage your time just a little bit better, we'd get all this done in time. So we had to burn the W&W Tire and Auto spot. Rest assured, they're good folks out there in Finksburg. I just had a new set of tires put on there this week. So there you go. All right, folks, it's time for me to get out of here. Say, get out, stay safe, see you next week. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe,